Now it's time for Ron's Old House, the show dedicated to home improvement you can do yourself. And now, here's Ron.
Hi there, and welcome to My Old House. I'm Ron, and this is my son, my four-year-old. Say hi.
Hi.
Okay. You know, if you have kids like I know I do...
I love you too.
One of the problems that you have, especially with the younger kids, is getting them to keep their rooms clean. So today, I'm going to use my four-year-old here for demonstration purposes.
Your son can clean my room.
Yeah, right. We're going to go upstairs and see if we can get that darn room cleaned out. Shoveled out, I guess, would be more appropriate.
Shoveled out.
You know, if Dan Quayle were to fly over this room in a helicopter, he would definitely declare it a disaster area. Look at this room. It's unbelievable. I want to thank Barry and Troy, too, for helping out this afternoon, kindly volunteering to help pick up some of the stuff.
Gary, come on.
You said you were going to fire us.
Yeah, okay. Just pick up the stuff.
Yeah,
anyway, okay, now, a four-year-old. Hold it. First off, Kenneth, where's the hamster, buddy? Where's Elmo?
I put him in the washing machine.
Okay, cute kid. I guess, where do you start? I mean, you just come in here with a shovel, basically. Put the trains over there, bud. Okay, Troy, could you get those Lincoln logs, man? They're all over. There's some under the bed, too, buddy.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, under the bed.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you got the cars, you got the trucks, you got the trains, you got all the usual little boy stuff. We got some war toys in here. Where's that AK-47 thing?
It's right here.
Okay, no, don't hit Bear with that, buddy.
Oh!
Ooh. Sorry, Bear. Troy, man, come on out from under the bed, bud, will you? Let's get the logs out. Troy, he's stuck. No, Kenneth, don't do that. No, don't put it. Ooh. Well, kids are so darn cute.
Dad?
Yeah, buddy?
Mom's downstairs with the mailman again.
The one with the artificial leg I chased off last week?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for this old house. Goodbye.
Okay, man, put that leg back on and get out of my old house. I'll kill you.
Jeez, Ron, this sucks. Where the hell are all the cool chicks? Look, everywhere I see, fat. Pigs.
All right, listen,
Where
Frost,
are the babes? You said you knew where to cruise.
I do know where to cruise, man. As soon as we cross the river,
right.
we're there. We're home. That's where they are, man. Just sit tight.
Oh, Ron, here we go.
Yeah.
Big city. All right. Run.
What?
Look at that on hey, baby. Right here. Eat one,
What?
Girl. I don't know. I think she has an attitude.
Yeah, she's probably a dyke.
Yeah, first, probably. Dyke!
What?
Hunt. Look at this, Ron.
Oh, my
Look
God.
Look at that.
My.
Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom.
Whoa.
Nice caboose there, honey.
Yeah. Too much caboose.
She's got enough ass there for five women.
No kidding. Oh, Frost.
What?
Look.
What? I don't
to
see
your left,
it.
On the corner.
Left of it.
She's looking directly at me.
No, I think she's looking at me.
No, she's looking at me, man.
At me.
Frost, she's looking at me. She can't even see the top of your head.
Okay, hey.
Don't stand on the seats, Frosty. Sit down, man.
All right, we'll pull over and you'll watch the Frost Man score.
Yeah, I'll watch the Frost Man get his feelings crushed.
Okay.
Please, just sit down and relax. Okay?
All right there, Mr. Uncle Lovestud. $20 says Frosty gets some and you don't.
Frost, I don't want to take your money.
Chicken.
Come on here.
Chicken.
All right, $20.
All right, pull the car over.
Hi there, baby. You probably recognize me. I'm a big radio personality here in town in the morning.
Are you Wayne Perky?
Strike one.
All right, shut up, man. No, I'm not Wayne Perky. A lot of people get us confused.
Dickie Braun.
Strike two.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm not Dickie Braun. Okay, will you shut up, you little
I can't believe you would use such language in front of such a beautiful woman. Excuse me, dear. But please excuse my barbarian friend for his use of poor language. A woman as beautiful as you shouldn't have to put up with such shenanigans.
Boy.
Please accept my apology. Allow me to kiss your hand.
What?
Mwah.
Well, thank you. Gosh, there's so few gentlemen left in the world anymore. I mean, it's just, gosh, it was so nice.
Oh, boy, this.
Thank you. You're so cute.
I'm
trying to talk to this beautiful woman. If you're going to be vulgar...
Hey, excuse me, but
yes?
Is it true what they say about midgets? You know, big head and big...
I'm not comfortable talking about that in mixed company, frankly. In fact, I'm blushing. But, if you must know, yes, huge.
All right, man, get out of the car. That's it.
What?
Get out of here, man, and
Jay,
go. Just
whiz.
Get out.
Boy.
Listen, if your friend's going to be like that, you want to come home with me?
Well, I don't
please?
Know. Well, only if I wouldn't be inconveniencing you. I mean, I'd hate to feel like I was a bother. Maybe just for a minute.
No. It wouldn't inconvenience me. It wouldn't be a problem.
I can't believe it.
Gosh, I'd love it if you could come over and... I don't know. We'll find something to do.
Well, okay, you talked me into it. Let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Just hold on a second here. Just one moment, please. Hey, Ron?
Get out of the car, man. I told you to
get out. Can I have my $20 now? Shit face.
Darn.
'96 QMF. This is Asylum producer Scott Stanley. And as you know, this morning we are running our tribute to Ron, man that I've had the pleasure of working with for many, many years, and you've had the pleasure of listening to for many, many years. In here with me,
I'm Bill May. I'm the program director, and I guess off and on I've worked with Ron for, I've known him for about 7 or 8 years, and it has been a pleasure, and some of the work that he's done you're going to hear this morning, and you're going to see why he was so well-loved, because he had a magic about him like no one else. So we'll have more coming up.
Good morning. I am Scott Stanley, the Uncle Ron's Asylum producer. I have been for a few years now. In with me, Bill May, and the station is filling up with the air staff here. As most of you know, this morning is our tribute to our dear friend Ron Clay. Dear friend not only to us at the station, obviously, but to all of you. And there's no better way to remember Ron than to remember what we all loved about him, and that, of course, was his sense of humor. So this morning, we will be running the best of the best, the bits and some of the live material that he has become famous for and he will be loved for, as well as featuring some of his favorite songs. So, without further ado, this was one that I think just about everyone got a hoot out of. Not the best jokes in the world, but somehow it worked. This was with Jimmy Stewart, remembering Helen Keller.
Mr. Jimmy Stewart.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Stewart.
Good morning.
Hi. Today would have been Helen Keller's 110th birthday.
110.
That's right.
Yeah.
Old lady.
Old, very old.
And you know, I knew Helen personally.
You knew Helen Keller?
Did you really?
Sure.
No kidding.
That's right. We hung out all the time together.
No, I did not. You never hear about this kind of stuff.
Well, let me tell you a story.
Sure.
Let me tell you a story.
Love to hear it.
We were driving down the road one day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she leaned over to me and said, I am right.
Jesus.
And of course, I didn't know what the hell she was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was about 45 minutes later until I realized that I'd closed her foot in the car
door. Oh, no.
Yeah. No kidding.
So I had to stop the car.
Tragic.
Yeah. I stopped the car and opened the door and got her foot out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she didn't say another word after that.
No, I'm not surprised.
No. Tell her. Yeah.
And I forget where we were going, but we stopped at this little store.
Yeah.
And... Mm-hmm. And we got inside the store, and she picked her dog up and started swinging him around.
Swinging him.
Yeah, and the manager came over, and he says, can I help you people with something? And I said, no, she's just looking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Old one, Jim.
A sex pot? My goodness gracious, this lady.
I don't believe
it. She was a sex pot.
Come on.
No kidding.
No, she just couldn't say no.
Yeah.
We went at it for days.
No. Anything.
And I'll never forget when we went skydiving.
You took Helen Keller skydiving?
That's right. We did everything.
Oh. No kidding.
That's right. We went skydiving, and, well, that was her first and her last time to go. Really?
She didn't like it too much.
Well, it scared the hell out of her dog.
Oh, boy.
Well, look, I've got a poem.
Oh, great.
Yes, nothing, son.
I've got a poem that I'd like to read to you that I'd written about Helen.
That's
And it means a lot to me.
You are a published poet, so...
damn right I am.
Let's do it. Let's hear it.
Have you seen my book?
Poems by Jimmy Stewart.
That's right.
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. And the poem, it goes like this. Oh, Helen Keller.
This is beautiful.
If you had a secret, well, you could tell her. Because who the hell was she going to tell?
Is this part of the poem here?
Excuse me.
Well, it didn't rhyme. It's
got to rhyme.
Now, damn it, you've got me all confused
I'm sorry.
Just let me read the poem for crying out loud.
Sir.
I'm a professional. I know what I'm doing.
Well, then read it then. Sorry.
Sure.
This is unbelievable.
Okay. She was faithful. Just like old Yeller.
Oh, boy.
It's getting messy.
Which reminds me of Helen's favorite color.
Yellow? She was...
No, it was corduroy.
Okay, Jim, would you go on out of here, please?
What's going on?
This is, it's just not working.
I didn't even get to the good part about when I hammered up a bunch of doorknobs on the wall.
Okay, please go on out of here and don't come back in.
Get your hands off of me.
Push him out of here.
Time to leave.
I'm sorry, folks. Who is this on the phone, please?
Hey, this is Mike.
The Mike? We're not doing Rude Awakenings anymore, but I was wondering maybe if... Well, I've wanted to do this for a long time on the radio, early in the morning. I'm just curious, you know, how many women would actually... Well, you read about stuff like this in the Penthouse, but...
What are you trying to say?
Well, how receptive would your wife be, Mike, to making love at this early hour?
Oh, no, let me see if I can wake her up.
It's sort of a rude awakening with a different twist.
Can I lay the phone down for a minute?
Would you do that?
Ask her first.
Yeah. Okay, hang on.
We got Hey Mike?
Yeah.
Wrestling tickets in it for you, buddy.
Okay, hang on here.
Let's see if we can share the sounds of love this morning with Mike and his beautiful young wife.
Oh, wait, I got something for you.
He's got something for her.
Mike. Oh.
Sounds of love.
I think they're doing it. Yeah.
Hey,
Mike. Hey, Mike.
Wait, what?
Who's on the what? Phone?
I can't what? Hear your wife, man. I mean,
what?
Is she there?
Yeah. Oh, what?
That was it?
That's it.
How old are you, Mike?
Come
on, Mike. Even an egg takes 3 minutes. How about a little endurance? Come on, think about the woman, Mike.
I want to give you my phone number. I want you to call my house to prove to my wife I'm not the only guy in the world. If that ever happens to. She's taking me to the divorce court, and she's keeping the house. Your Honor, it's like 30 seconds, and he's over, you know. That was great. Stay on the phone. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Put your wife on the phone for a minute.
Hang on.
Live love, ladies and gentlemen.
It is this.
This is Uncle Ron at QMF.
Oh, that's great.
Well, he was a funny man. He just laughed so hard that I'd crack a rib some days. We're doing kind of a tribute here to my friend, everybody's friend, Ron. And I just... Mike Fright for the first time in 5 years. He was just such a funny man, and again, the rock and roll was a big part of it too, and this is one for Kenneth, his little boy, Leonard Skinner, and Simple Man on QMF.
Good morning. It's 6:30. I'm Bernadine Barney with WQMF News. Louisville is remembering Uncle Ron Clay, who died Saturday at Humana Hospital University of lymphoma. Ron had been the host of WQMF's morning show off and on for nearly 10 years. He was 41.
Vaughn Brothers Family Style, they have on TikTok. Another one of Ron's favorites says we paid tribute this morning to him. Again, this is not any kind of memorial service. This is just a chance for us all to remember and say thanks for what he... did give us. Funny man. And we he did fight hard, for what it's worth. I don't know if I should mention this, but he fought like a warrior and did laugh all the way through. And the greatest lesson that he left. And wasn't afraid to get violent either, apparently, because Frosty came in one morning and had just been vicious to us for months and months, and we'd finally had enough and had it planned, and he came in to tell the joke of the day, and he got his.
Uncle Ron's Asylum is intended for a mature adult audience. Parental discretion is advised.
Hip, hip, day. Good morning there. Wipes.
That's it. I'm ready. Go. Get him. Get him.
Get up,
mate. Top, little son of a...
He wiggles. Put the tape on his mouth. Put the tape right there. Perfect. Perfect.
Got him right
good
here.
Good job, man. Good job.
I told you I could take a midget.
Next time, I'll believe you.
Hey, you got to help me over here, man. He's still thrashing.
Okay, let's...
You got the nails?
Yeah, let's put him up by the fern.
By the fern, okay. Frosty, shut up. Quit wiggling. Stop it. All right.
I got the nails.
Okay, all right. Boys fight.
In the shirt.
Okay, all right.
No skin. Just get him in the shirt.
All right.
There it is.
better. You relax, Frosty.
Stop wiggling.
Take it easy.
Calm down, man.
Okay, yeah, he's up.
Great.
He's secure now.
All right.
He's not going anywhere.
Looks good. It's like art. It's art. It is art.
No, wait a second. Look
like
at that.
Living art.
Turn around. Look at that.
The fern.
Yeah, with it. It kind of makes that wall too busy.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to move him again. Why don't we just move,
let's just move the fern.
Okay, yeah, I'll move that.
Over by her. Put that over by Duke's heart poster, will you?
How about that? Good?
That's good. Yeah. And I like the way the light's coming in on Frosty.
Yeah, balances the room out a little bit.
Frost, quit wiggling,
it's not,
man.
We're not letting you down, buddy.
You're gonna fall, kiddo.
You deserve this.
It's been coming. Anyway, folks, we have finally taken care of the Frosty the Clown problem.
It was as much from public demand as any other reason.
Every morning, I'm just, every third caller. And follow him up, little.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, until you change your attitude, you're staying up.
That's right. You are art.
No, this tape stays on, too.
Okay, so we need a joke here. You got a joke?
Yeah, not really. I can't tell one. I mean,
okay.
You're the pro here. Let's...
How many bureaucrats does it take to change a light bulb?
How many bureaucrats to change a light bulb? I have no idea, Uncle Ron. It
takes 7.
Mm-hmm.
One to supervise.
Mm-hmm.
One to arrange for the electricity to be shut off.
Okay.
One to make sure that safety and quality standards are maintained.
All right.
One to monitor compliance with local, state, and federal regulations.
I see.
One to manage personnel relations.
Mm-hmm.
One to fill out the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And one to screw the light bulb into the water faucet.
That's not funny.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I tried. Looks good, Bear. Looks good.
Okay. Hey, Uncle Ron, man.
No. Troy.
What?
I'm the manager/pitcher of the asylum team. We talked this over. Please.
Coach Uncle Sparky?
Yeah, Troy.
Hey, you're going to be bringing beer, right?
About the case. Okay, can we stick to... Okay, just beer. Throw the ball.
Come on, Troy, throw it.
Don't worry about beer. Man. We're playing softball. Who cares about beer?
There's some out of it.
All right.
Softball and beer.
All right. A little harder, Bear.
Okay. Almost throwing like a man now.
Fireman Ed's here.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Fireman Ed.
And boys and girls. Yeah. This is Fireman Ed.
We knew that.
Say, Uncle Ron.
Yeah, Fireman.
I understand you guys are playing a softball game this
year. We sure are, Fireman Ed. Our first asylum softball
game
of the year.
Looking good.
Looking hot.
That's great.
It's got the glove on the right hand and everything.
I know. It works better, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're playing Fort Knox tonight, Ed.
That's great, guys.
Yeah.
But, there are some certain safety factors you should take.
Wait, Ed. How can there be fire safety problems in a softball game?
Well, there's always that possibility of getting struck by lightning while standing at bat with an aluminum bat.
Well, we'll put the bat down then. No problem, Ed.
Or use a wooden bat.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, Ed. I appreciate your concern.
Say, Uncle Ron.
What?
I was wondering, are these guys totally prepared to play?
You have eyes, Ed? Look at these guys. These guys.
Way to bring it, Barry.
These guys are going to kill tonight.
Well, all that may look impressive, Uncle Ron.
Yeah.
But let's say perhaps we were to walk out on a baseball diamond right now.
Right now.
Would these guys be prepared?
Are you kidding? Ed, I have, my team is greased, oiled, and ready to kick some butt out there. Look at this stuff.
Fired, Barry.
Come on. If the game started right this minute, these guys are ready for it, Ed.
Well, let's put them through a little test, Uncle Ron.
Okay. Hey, Troy.
Nice. All right. Nice work.
Troy, take a break. Come on over here, buddy.
Give 1 second, Bear. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Come here for a second, Troy.
Hi. What's up, Fireman Ed? What's going on?
Cup check. Just... Oh!
Oh, boy.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
Now, see? Looky there.
Troy!
Jeez, I guess he wasn't as prepared as I thought.
Troy wasn't wearing his cup.
No.
You okay?
Hey, don't forget your cup tonight, Troy.
Look at the agony on his face.
I guess you were right, Fireman Ed.
Looks like he's about ready to vomit.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm totally spaced on the cup thing. No, that's a damn shame.
Well, perhaps now your team will learn to be more prepared.
We sure will, Fireman Ed.
And personal safety is an important factor.
Thank you, Ed.
Well,
very much.
Fireman Ed's got to go now, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Thanks coming in, Fireman Ed.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
What happened?
Make sure you wear a cup tonight, Bert.
Oh, okay, cup, got it.